And he said to me, "Where are you bound?" I said, in the Keeling, down in Bristol. In the Keeling, ah. He said, "Okay, okay, sit you down." So I sat down. He was a sergeant, you did as he told you. You see, so I sat down. And he said, "I'll be back in a moment." Came back with two newspapers, one for him and one for me. And then we got our breakfast, you see, and he ate his breakfast in silence, reading the newspaper, you see. And I thought, I didn't ask him anything else, really, because he doesn't seem inclined to talk at all. Heaven knows, he could have been through all kinds of experiences for all I knew. But he seemed to be a very seasoned soldier. He looked at his watch and he said, "Train's due in 10 minutes, you know, because I'm going on the same train." He was going on the same train as me, you see. He was going up to Dundee, I think, or Aberdeen or somewhere. So I said to him, "Could I ask, how much do I owe you?" Because he paid for my breakfast, he bought my newspaper, and he looked at me over the top of his paper and he said, "You owe me nothing."